Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to hashtag I am Revere Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I am born and raised in Revere Beach and am very excited to come on this podcast every single week, sharing another individual from Revere Beach with my co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway. But again, I'm thoroughly convinced after reading the book, Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced that we're all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact, the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast hashtag I am Revere Beach, hashtag Revere Beach Pride. And today's special is none other than Mr. Bruce Guyton, former Revere Beach City Councilman. And Bruce served 3 years, 2 years in the 90s, at which time in his early 30s, was the youngest person on the city council. And then 20 years later, residents of the city returned Mr. Guyton to the council in 2013, and he served until 2016. But we're going to have Mr. Calloway go through his bio. I'm just going to say that he's a very good friend and mentor to me. And as the president of the CONTO chapter for Palm Beach County, that stands for Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, Mr. Guyton has served as our president since the inception of this phenomenal organization in 2017, and I'm very honored to also serve as a transit planner. Mr. Guyton has been employed with PalmTran since 1998, and with that, Mr. Calloway, turn this show over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, Bruce, and how are you doing today? Can you hear me, Bruce?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, and this is your second time, and that means the public they call me and request at certain times that you have that individual back. And, of course, being born and reared in Riviera and being a leader in all kind of capacities, and we need that now more than ever, especially when we're going to start. We've already started because this is September, the 100-year anniversary as a city, Riviera. Now, just give us a little quick update on your background for us going to school and reared up in Riviera, just quickly.
Very quickly, Sarge. I'm a born and raised Riviera Beach native, very proud Riviera Beach native. I went through the public school system in Palm Beach County. I left and went to Wiley College out in Marshy, Texas, which is the school where Denzel Washington did The Great Debaters on. I served time in the military, went to Korea, stationed over there, and did some traveling in Germany while in the military. And then I came back home, and I was hired by the county in 1998. I've been there ever since. I've held different jobs since I've been with the county. My most recent, I am now a senior transit planner with PalmTran. And while with PalmTran, I went back to school at 48 years old and got my master's degree in urban and regional planning. So that's a nutshell of my background.
Beautiful. Well, and of course, I've been 90% of your life, I've been right there by your side. You one of the pupils coming up. I'm so proud of you because you took the opportunity to make not only your family better, but the city and the county and the state of Florida better. And you came back home. You could have stayed out in Texas and other places, going to Arizona, wherever. But you thought enough to come back and share your experience and your talent with us. Now, where we are now in our 100th year, and, of course, you're going to be a pivotal part because that's going to be a time when we'll have a week or two since I'm in charge of putting the events together. All the elected officials that are alive and the ones who passed on, we'll say a few words about that for them. Let me get to the point right now. The Olympics, which will be held on the month of May, and since the recreation director is working closely with myself and a few others, how do you feel about when we bring all the teams, the basketball teams, the softball team, the track team, the cheerleaders, and played, and then we're going to have Bidwith, the table game, because when you were coming up, they played a lot of Dirty Hearts and Pluck and things like that. And, of course, Johnny Carlisle went to the paraplegic Olympics as a tennis player, not a table tennis player, which we call ping pong. Long Island, and I was his coach, and that may be in the top five most important things ever happened to me to be his coach, and he won the gold medal, and they put a gold medal around my neck. The reason why I brought that up is because Riviera is known all over the country with all these athletes that you grew up with and helped send some of them off to college, and they went off to pros, and they're all coming back. How do you feel about the anniversary from a person like you who's a former councilman and probably will be another one sometime soon? How do you feel about that?
Very proud and prideful. I am fortunate to have grown up in Riviera Beach. And you mentioned the activities, the basketball, the football, the table tennis. Those are the type of things that kept me on the straight and narrow. As in any community, you have your negative forces and the positive forces. And those type of activities help to eradicate the negative forces in my life. I can only speak for me. Because I was engaged in positive things under your guidance, baseball, football, basketball, I played it all under you in the city's recreation department. And so I am very proud that our city would be recognized for 100 years of success. And there is just a little small portion of that I was able to serve as a city leader. So I'm definitely proud of that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but the public need, the people who are listening need to listen at this. This is very important. When you came back and got involved with, before you got involved with the politics, and even went, and it was even highlighted more when you got in it because you could do more because you had time from your regular job and then help run in the city. You saw that there was a lot of kids who couldn't afford the entry fee to pay for their uniforms and traveling and everything like that. Hey, you saw fit to either pay it out of your pocket or raise funds from business people. You never stop. Now, there's going to come a time, and I might as well throw it up to you, because of every individual, whether they're in track, and we're going to have track for senior citizens, running 40-yard dash, not no 100-yard dash, and 50-yard dash, something like that. And we're going to have, because we want to have everything, even the churches involved, represent the churches, but they must have uniform, a shirt. And the shirt will always have the 100-year anniversary one and the celebration title and everything like that. We have already hired a company to print all these things. Now, when it comes time to do what you do best, you have been the number one of the, no council person ever came close to you of making sure when the youth recreation fell short of anything, you figured a way out how to get that. Are you in a position to be able to do that again on a small scale, not large like you used to do?
Fortunately, I've maintained some of those business contacts, and occasionally I do reach out for charitable support. To answer your question, yes. I am able to make a couple of phone calls, as you indicated, probably not on the scale that I used to be as a council person, but I have maintained some relationships.
Well, the reason why I brought that up, because I call you so often, and I know you just can't keep on doing everything you used to do, especially when you are not as a council person. But we're going to need that because of I won't be here when we celebrate the celebration of another 100 years of Riviera, and I don't think many of other people who are here now are going to do that. But at 83 years of age, this will be first class because of we're going to have many activities. See, some of your colleagues like Ed Walker, Alan Wynn, Jack Leonard, they're all on the fishing club. And along with David Harris, we're going to have a big fishing tournament. And but most of all, we're not going to deny those kids over in Stony Brook and all on S Avenue to be able to participate in those basketball outings or tournaments. And then, of course, you know, the Callaway Angels, the girls' softball team, was nationally ranked. They are all retired, but they will come out of retirement and exhibition games because we're going to do that against the fire department and the police department because you're trying to engage everybody in the community to be involved. But there will be uniforms. So you'll get with in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about what I need you to do. And not I just need you to be the voice. Because you understand that, because of, I know it's a group of people, and I don't want to get too political, but there are a group of people calling, and so you think you can talk Bruce into coming back as elected official. We're not going to get into that now, but they are talking about that. Well, let me put this together here. It is important that ESPN, who've already been in contact, they want to do a lot of shows. They're going to send some people here. And not only the local media are going to be covering everything we're doing, but the national media because of look at Ricky Jackson, look at Anthony Carter, look at Otis Anderson, Lamar Paris, and on. Those guys live, other than Anthony, live all over the world. And then Derek Harper's already called. He is the color commentator for the Dallas Mavericks. He's ready to come back and be a part of that because all of them was under my supervision back there with you years ago. So what do you think about that, bringing all the guys back?
Oh, that's always important. It's very important for the young people to see those who grew up here and went off and ultimately accomplished great things in life, to come back and share that experience. And they need to understand, too, that the young people I'm referring to, it's not a smooth road. There are going to be bumps and obstacles and restarts and do-overs, but you have to be persistent. And that's the part that I like to emphasize. Don't think it's going to be a smooth road. You're going to have some problems, but you need to stay focused. Anything worth having is worth working for. So I think that them coming back can share some of their trials and tribulations of getting to where they got, instead of just showing the kids the end result of hard work. It's important to share with them that journey to get there as well.
Well, Bruce, I'm glad you brought that up. The voice of reason, you just said what the next thing I was going to ask, because, and I didn't want to take advantage and say, well, I know you're going to do that because I'm going to ask that. And I'm not going to take advantage of Ann, who is the person who put this program, this platform. This is all her idea. And I tell you right now, this may be the greatest coming in the last 20 years in here in Riviera, because you remember when you were young, Dr. B. Carlton Bryant and Gerald Adams and myself on WPOM as a radio program, a radio station, mm-hmm. WPOM. And I was on Focus on Youth. I did that for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And of course, Dr. Bryant is gone and Gerald Adams is gone. Gerald was on Black Politics, and Dr. B. Carlton Bryant was on Education. It's about 15 individuals, and you and Ann, because Ann is in the type of business she's in, and the first Black woman, white woman, any woman to be a contractor owning her own business in Riviera, from Riviera. And where you started out as being the youngest council person, born and reared here, and all your family's here. See, there's going to be a time at all these schools we represent. We represent my four high schools, 11 middle schools, and so many elementary schools, and with the kids from Riviera and the neighboring city. We're going to ask some of you all, especially in business, and you have gone off to school and got higher degrees and everything like that, to speak to them. See, I can't use all the athletes all the time, because mm-hmm. I don't want kids to get carried away. They think they got to be a ball player, some kind of mm-hmm. thing like that, to be successful. And who better to talk about that than you and Ann? Am I making any sense?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, as you know, a very small percentage will make it to the pros. So they need
less
to have an option to survive in life. So, yes, and we need to be realistic with the kids, too. Never discourage their dreams of becoming a professional athlete, but encourage them to have a plan B should that mm-hmm. not pan out. So these type of things need to be encouraged and instilled in the kids that you need to have more than one plan in life, right? You know, so, but don't give up on your dreams. If that's your dream, go for it, but make sure you have a plan B. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's the theory that I was trying to teach you and a million other people years ago. They always
yeah.
have what they call a spare tie. I use the terminology of a spare tie, because if you got both tires on the car and they're on the road and don't have one in the trunk, the moment you have a flat tire, now how are you going to move the car? So the situation is the same. Whatever goal you're reaching, you may not reach that, but have some alternate plan, a backup plan to do that. Now,
absolutely.
I know my co-host, who I take my orders from, she will be one of the people that's going to give a regular lecture or speaking to groups, especially the middle schools. The middle schools and the high schools, that's where we're going to go. I'm not going to bring a lot of the guys to go and talk to all the elementary kids. See, what we'll do with the elementary kids is grab the ice cream and cake and they sign an autograph. Because sometimes my speakers be speaking to a group like that, and they verbalize where the kid may not understand it. But in the middle school and the high school on up, they can do that. And then there are going to be some people signed to go to different churches that speak to the whole congregation. And I have to be careful with that, because everybody can't go into a church and stand in that behind the holy desk in the pulpit and be able to speak to that group of people. So, but yeah. That's my job. But now, Bruce, let me do this here. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know that anything happened in Palm Beach County, and we got all kind of races coming up with Elsie Hasten's seat, and, of course, we have our own. Is it any kind of a light at the end of the tunnel that you may want to throw your hat back into the ring? All I need is a yes or no.
Short answer, yes. I have not decided yet, though.
But just in case I come with my committee, you will open the door and listen at us if we need you. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
We got hope?
Absolutely.
As long as we have hope.
I love my home. I love my home. I'm not losing sleep over it or thinking that's all I need to do in life. I'm there when needed. I don't make that my primary job. But yes, I'm here to contribute to my community when needed.
Well, let me put it this way, and I won't. And I said this in front of you, Ann, because you mirror Bruce now. I just haven't had you as long as I've had Bruce. I had you starting with the same time, but our paths kind of got away from each other, but Bruce never got away from me. I think that with the thousands of people that I've been in my life, you represent exactly what I was trying to preach and still preaching. Give people hope. Give them hope. If you keep hope alive, we will be successful. And now I know that your versatility, anything I ask you to do, the people, you're going to try to do your best, and 9 out of 10, you're going to do a wonderful job, because you don't take on anything unless you be very well prepared to do it. Now,
absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Getting away from that, I need to highlight, not because of September Star now 100 years, but because I love this place. I hate when I see some on TV that demean the people of Riviera like we are not competent enough to do our job, number one. And sometimes I think it's some time to color my skin, and I get on people that don't treat us like that. If we are failing, let it be because we didn't do a good job. Because, you know, a lot of people fail. You know, let's take a baseball. If you get one hit out of three, you bat 300. That's great. But if you 333, if you made that in the classroom, you're going to go home. You fail. You need to have a 80. You need to have a 8 out of 10, 800. The reason why I'm bringing that up, we get bad publicity. Every night I'm picking up the television. I mean, cutting the television on. They want to say something bad about Riviera. Riviera is one of the places that the people open their hearts, their minds, their wallets, and they feed people, they do people or help people out. You remember when back there about 5 years ago when we had the bad storm and the electricity was out of the Monroe Heights where you live.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 weeks, we fed the people hot meals at Pastor Parker Church, Hearst Chapel on Avenue and Civil Beach Road.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of the people calling Cisco and Cheney Brothers. We had Bishop Masters and different other people, Jeff Jackson getting ice. We rattled around. And then when Katrina came, Mayor Brown and Herman McCray and Don Wilson, I adopted 3 kids. You were in the middle of that. See, we don't go out and talk about that. I wanted to bring up two things to you. The Hurricane Ida decimated New Orleans, just like Katrina. See, they didn't learn. One thing, if you live on the water, one day you will die under the water. You have to prepare, and this is what we are working on now. And I've been preaching this for 10, 11 years, and I'll keep on doing it because God told Noah to go build an ark and get everybody in there. And some people didn't listen. That's why they drowned. And I said, but he only one sermon. It's going to rain, children. I'm preaching that one day we're going to have a storm, a bad hurricane, and it's going to come straight in from the Bahamas, right through Singer's Island, right over Military Trail where I live, and the water and everything. This is why we must have a building, a shelter, and the city's right now involved to do that because we've been preaching this here, and the city manager is really on the ball trying to do that. What do you think about a 500 to 800 building, 800 capacity building, when we have these cataclysmic acts that we can house those people, and then when in calm times we can have a soup kitchen that will feed people for 6 days a week? And the reason why it's a six, and I know it's 7 days, but I believe that somebody should rest one day and have the churches involved to run that and organization to run. Now, what does that make any sense? Elaborate on that.
Oh, Sarge, this has been one of your pet projects for years, having been working with you a long time. And it's time for it to come to fruition, finally. And as you know, because of our geographical location, we are right in the path of most hurricanes that come from the east. We've been fortunate this year, but I remember one year we had five hurricanes in one season, back to back. So having grown up in this type of environment, that is a no-brainer to have somewhere where we can assist those in need, because it's going to be needed. It's going to happen. It's just when. And so I definitely support it. On top of that, even though I'm not a scientist, I try to follow the world event. We have climate change that's happening out there that a lot of people, to include myself, don't really understand all of the details other than it's changing the way the weather. The weather is more severe under climate change. Let me put it like that. So things are getting bad, and climate change are making it worse. And we need to be prepared to assist our residents when needed, because we are obligated, in my opinion, to give a helping hand to those who may be less fortunate than we may be. And sometimes even those who may not be as much in need as others, they may have a need at that time. And whether they've been doing well in life or not, sometimes life knocks you back on your heels. and we all need a hand every now and then.
Well, I'm glad you explained it that way. If we don't take the advantage of something that happened somewhere else, see, because the situation in New Orleans, remember when Katrina, the dikes, and the levees broke down because they were outdated. They fixed them. But then when a four or five category hurricane comes, I don't care what you got up there, there are few things going to stand that. That's just the way it is. Because if a three up to five hurricane category comes from the Bahamas right now to Palm Beach and Singer's Island, all that'll be washed in the lake because the tidal wave, the strength of the water and the wind will wash all the foundations at the bottom because a lot of that wasn't put in there like up to date now. They got new laws. And, of course, Ann knows about that because she's a builder. But the point mm-hmm. is, why take a chance where you live at in Monroe Heights, other than on 27th Street, none of those buildings were built under the code that they would have to be built today. None.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
why would,
yeah, yeah.
would all these people look at down on down on 1st, 2nd to 5th Street in the what we call the Veteran Project on the south end of mm-hmm. Riviera? All that stuff is washed away. And then we
yeah.
got a major catastrophe here. And wouldn't you think, and I'm quite, right now the city manager is trying to put that together, but yesterday, and I have to put it together, I sat with six or seven brilliant, minded, beautiful young ladies, and they all put their heads together. And, of course, Ann McNeil is one of the people on that committee, and we are working hard to help with the city and the city government, because everybody got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
The electors can only go so far. They make policies and carry them out, see that they carry it out. But they work at the whims of the community, of the people who
mm-hmm.
vote. That's our
Absolutely.
Responsibility, to tell the mayor and the five commissioners what we think and what we need in this city, what is best, because they can't know everything. Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't, is it a school for going to be a council person? No.
No, not at all.
They went to school for what they're doing. So that
yeah.
it's like a team. It's just like when you were playing football. If you're a wide receiver, but somebody had to block for the quarterback, had to block to get you free, and then when
yeah.
you start running with the ball, you can't run all over 11 people by yourself. You got to have help. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we got to do. And I know
yeah.
that, and not taking advantage of you and my relationship with you, I know you're going to be on the team to help us get where we're trying to go, because I don't have that many more sunsets, and I need to be able to do what I can as long as I can. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sarge, your legacy is going to last long, long, long after you leave, but you still have a long time left here. But we all must go someday. But the hundreds and probably thousands of people you've helped span past several generations, mothers, fathers, sons, grandsons, granddaughters. So, but, you know, and there are not many like you. There are people who are like you that kind of work quietly behind the scenes. And one of them is on this call, Ann McNeil, and does a lot for the community. And it's lesser known because she's less vocal about it. But I know what she does, and I know how good she is, and I know the contribution she makes. And as I said earlier, you and her are two of my mentors that I value very much. Besides, we have a lot to do. And that tragedy down in Miami when the building collapsed on the water, we need to start recognizing that if we don't prepare ourselves, a lot of these things are going to happen more frequently.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Cole. You know, sometimes we're battling the pandemic, and of course, until maybe a year ago, I didn't know what a pandemic was, because it had been 118 years ago since we had a worldwide pandemic. I was never taught about a pandemic, but of course that was viruses and all kind of viruses and polio and everything like that. And they finally got some kind of vaccine to handle that. But see, that's what God will do. He's not pleased with you, so he didn't send it to Riviera. He sent it all over the world. So everybody got to now try to come together and work this stuff out. Now, we are lagging in certain things because we had bad leadership at the very beginning. And when we should have been listening at Fauci and those people who work in that field. See everybody's an expert in their own business. But let me get back at home. One of the great blessings in my lifetime happened over a year ago. When this young lady, which you just called her name, Ann McNeil, she called me and asked me would I help co-host and be a part of this program. Well, the program's been very successful. That was automatic going to be. But in my life, her generosity is in the top five that I've ever known. And you know I know a lot of people, and who people like Senator Lewis, who's dead, and Bucky and Michelle McGann, and, of course, Tucker Peterson, and all the great people that on the west side of the track. Then we stood together with Herman McCray and Don Wilson and Claude Martin and Johnny Carlisle. I can't say enough about all those people like that that pulled behind the closed doors, and you were right in the middle of that as the youngest person that we had in on our committee. And if I tell you, I'm just reminding you what you just said, I can't think of a person right now. I'm just trying to figure out when am I going to put a special day to honor Ann McNeil and let the world know that. Now, she doesn't want that, but she doesn't have anything to do when I start putting my mind together to put it together. Will you ever be able to tell her that once I start, that's the end of that? That's it.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Yeah. And I'm right there with you, Sarge. So whatever I can do, wherever I can reach out and pull some resources in, I'm there with you. She's well-deserving. She does a lot for a lot of people, and she does it with a very humble spirit. And I guess that's why she's so blessed. But, yes, very, very fortunate to have somebody like Ann in my life.
Well,
so
let me say this here. Before I let you go, is it anything that you want to say to the public, the listening audience, about the times where we are, where you think we should be going, whatever we need to highlight? Give me 2 minutes of that.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, and I've expressed my opinions on all of those issues. But I will say this, that there's nothing that we're dealing with that working together we can't overcome. That old saying about united we stand and divided we fall, in theory, it's true. The more divided we are, the more difficult it is to overcome challenges. And I say that to say, and I know this is not a political show, but we need to come together irrespective of our political beliefs to ensure that this pandemic is defeated by people getting vaccinations. People have their own reasons. You know, if you have a medical reason, I understand that. But we're going to be in this space until more people are vaccinated. And unfortunately, we're at a standstill. So it's my hope that people understand that if you want to get back to anything resembling a normal life, and you know people who haven't been vaccinated that can get vaccinated and don't have a medical issue, let's try to encourage them and we don't want to make them feel bad, but we do need them to step up and help us get past this pandemic, because if they're not vaccinated, they are reinfecting a lot of those, according to the scientists, that have been vaccinated. They call those breakthrough, but they get ill again. Ill if they haven't been ill before.
Well, let me put it this way here. Verdinia Baker, that's part of your people who, your boss, she's the top person. She had me in her office over a month ago, and she asked me to go to the Glades and go to Stony Brook and ask the people to sign up. All I had to do is get their name. She'll send one of your buses that be able to have the vaccine in there, and the medical people that give the shot right where they are. And we went out to the Glades, and we must have had about 2,000 people. And I told you about tell some people to give me some cases of chicken and hot dogs and all that stuff. We fed the people, and they came. And right now with the kids in school, we got to tell people exactly what you said, because when you don't do it, you still affecting me and my grandchildren and everybody else. And we got to do that. We got to do this, and we got to do it with love. See, I think that when you get into a verbal confrontation and putting people down, people get to be defensive, and they're not going to listen. And my thing, I had a colleague, she questioned me about why I'm always feeding people. That won't help stop crime, but we'll stop it. Because I may save one person, and one person may come and talk to me about something, they need some help. See, you can't, you got to use everything in the world. See, food bring people, music keep people, and you make them feel comfortable. People, taking care of people. Now, my last thing, I need to have Ann to say whatever she needs to say for you, to you, and to me.
Well, I just want to pick up something that we talked about yesterday for those who are listening, and Bruce brought it up today, and I'm reminded of one of my favorite books is The Book, that shared a story. And while the two of you were discussing, what came to mind was that there arose a king that did not know Joseph. The time is now for us to do this now and moving this vision forward for Mr. Calloway, because we don't know what the future holds. And there arose a king that did not know Joseph. And y'all can Google that. I can't tell you where it's found. But I just, it just dropped in my spirit while y'all was talking. And so we don't want to have that king or queen arise that don't know Mr. Calloway, talking about why they need to have a building. So anyway, those are my thoughts. We can talk a lot offline. I know the time is well spent. This has been some phenomenal conversation. And Mr. Guyton, I'm going to hold my questions, because I know the two of you always have a plan. And so we'll see how we can strategize whatever that plan is to make it into a reality. But Mr. Calloway, if the two of you want to go ahead and wrap up your comments, we can wrap up the show. And we want to also invite everybody, please comment, like, and share the show. Comment, like, and share the show on all your social media. Also, if you are interested in participating in this program and you are from Riviera Beach, or you know someone that is from Riviera Beach that we can have as a part of the show, please reach out to Mr. Calloway at 561-848-4991. 561-848-4991. Okay, Mr. Calloway, and
Ann. You mentioned about sharing the program, and you said that they can share it on social media, but how do they get to the point of sharing the program? Where do they go to find the program to share it?
Oh, that's an excellent question. If you go to Google and you just Google hashtag I am Riviera Beach, it shows up. Also, while we're sitting here, I'm actually tagging you on your Facebook. And also,
that's what I wanted to do too.
Okay, all right. So also, it is being shared on all the social media. So I just finished putting it on the blog. I put it on Facebook. I put it on LinkedIn. And like I said, while the two of you are talking, I'm actually tagging you. So that's where they would be able to share it. But the show is actually housed on Blog Talk Radio. So even if they Google Blog Talk Radio, but the easiest way is just to go to Google, and they should also be able to just Google your name. It should come up there too, because I did tag you on it.
Okie doke. I just want to make sure
over the world,
that those who may not be so social media savvy, that there is an easy way to access it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, Bruce, once again, I'm honored to be in your presence, and I knew that when I was in Plant City, Tampa, Plant City, to a wedding, Mary DeGraffenwright, Mary Sheila DeGraffenwright, oldest daughter, got married. There was about 200 of us over there, 3 or 4 days, and that's the first show I missed not being here, and Adi and Ann told me everything went wonderfully well. And, of course, you were supposed to be here last week, but I told Adi to cancel that. I wanted to be here with you, for you and I to have that's always something special to me when you and I have a conversation, because it makes me feel young. And now there's a young lady is really about to pass you a little bit. You know who that is? She's listening to you.
Other than Ann McNeil, no, I don't.
No, that's who it is. Well, anyway, you go and stay safe. Go ahead. Bruce,
no, I wasn't saying anything. I was laughing.
Stay safe. And Ann, we'll get together whenever you get a time to call me, because I need to talk to you some of them about that meeting that came in my mind.
Okay, sir.
Okay, then. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Thank you for listening to Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. We'll see you with the next episode next. Dan Cameron, you know who's on for next week, you know?
I'm trying to surprise everybody. He told me he could be, that's the city manager.
Okay.
Jonathan Evans. I just got to make sure he's ready to go. He told me 2 weeks ago that he's ready when I need him.
Okay.
That's who I expect to have, Jonathan Evans, the city manager. And that is the time to have that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, so everybody, you heard it from Mr. Calloway. We'll see you next week. Thank you, and everybody have a blessed day. Thanks.
Thank you.